Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered,
and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical,
and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Cosmic Confessions. We are coming at you with part three. We're going to end it at this part, though, because we have to go to a new topic, okay? But it's so good. There's so much value. It's so deep. So, Avery, what is our confession as we wrap up this part three today?
So today's confession on part three is that we're going to be super vulnerable and kind of give you like real life scenarios and put ourselves out there and be raw and unedited and confess the whole, yeah, that we're nervous about.
Take us to church, Aves.
So I guess they're making me start. I'm just going to be flat out. And for me, I think it's imposter syndrome. And as I was thinking about like, I don't get nervous because I dance so much in front of people. Like, this doesn't make me nervous. But when they were like, we're going to talk about real life stuff, it's you'd go in, dive deep in imposter syndrome. I felt nervous for the first time in a really long time because I had imposter syndrome. I was like, what if my imposter syndrome is not even worthy enough to be imposter syndrome? And someone's like, oh, this poor bitch, like, blah, 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 blah. That's what she's upset about. And I'm like, shit.
We
judge ourselves.
Perfect example.
So much. And like for me, I just keep always, I go back with like my imposter syndrome being like my business, right? And I actually was driving to Alex's house today thinking like, and actually I have to admit, someone had to remind me. Someone texted me and stopped me in my tracks and said, I'm really proud of you. You're doing a really good job being a mom and like running businesses. And I was like, oh shit. Like I do that. Mm-hmm. And I forget that, like, you know, I'm waking up and making the lunches and doing breakfast and I'm coming home from work and I'm doing bath and dinner and bedtime. And in between all that, I'm running businesses by myself, mm-hmm, with no one else to help me. And I forget. And my imposter syndrome is always like, why? How are these moms like hiring me again for their second and their third, mm-hmm, babies, you know? Or compliments. I do not take compliments well at all. And this year I've gotten so many compliments from like just like friends and like people I'm meeting. And I'm like, ew, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I don't know what to say after. And then if I'm like, thank you, they're like, no, don't say thank you. Just accept it. And I'm like, this is so hard. Like, why? Just why? I don't know. I just feel like you guys know, right? You see the imposter syndrome come out with me sometimes. I think for me right now, a lot of it has to do with like work and increasing my prices, right? Like I work for myself. And as a young doula, 4 years ago, you know, I did stuff for free and I charged very minimal. And then like I would increase prices, and as I'm increasing prices, I'm like, oh well, if I'm increasing prices, I must have to put something else in the package. No, bitch, you're increasing prices because sorry,
I have to so edit that today.
I love it. I'm sorry. You're increasing your prices because your value went up. Yes. Your experience went up. You are a better person. Not because, oh, I have to add in like a Palo Santo stick to our like meetings.
I'm done.
Right?
Oh, that is great.
Listen.
Throw in a rose quartz. Tumble.
And like, I had to take a second to be like, you know, this is my package. This is how much I'm worth because I've been doing this since 2020. Clients always come back. I have a very high, you know, rate for vaginal births, and I'm the shit, question mark? I guess I am. Like, I don't know. It's so weird to just be and like to accept the spotlight when you deserve it. Mm. Like, everyone right now, give yourself a pat on the back. Just do it. Just do it. Because like, you deserve it. And if you're not hearing it from other people, then find better people.
Yes.
find better people, because I'm telling you, this year when things got so raw and vulnerable for me and I was having these imposter syndromes and I was like, I don't know if I could do things alone. I don't know if I can run businesses. How can I be a mom of two and still want to go out and dance and have fun? And it was my community to be, and my community and my friends that were like, of course you can. You are already doing it. Mm-hmm. Stop feeling guilty. Yeah. Stop putting shame on yourself. Like, and it was difficult at first, and I still struggle. I mean, I got nervous for the first time in a very long time to like have to even just like talk about this, because it's like, what if someone thinks like my shit is like not impostery enough? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like we all have our own stuff, and it's like, and I think talking about it is very healing for me too. So thank you guys for making me feel uncomfortable. And you know,
literally anytime.
Yeah, I know.
Says the triple Scorpio.
I know, guys. I know. Thank you. So I'm sweating.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was good.
Thank
that
you.
Was, that was juicy. That was so really good. We're so proud of you. Love
it.
Receive.
I know.
Receive the compliment.
I thank you.
Oh my gosh, now I'm sweating.
Okay. I'm sweating the whole time.
Every episode.
Every episode.
Okay, so what am I riffing on?
Boundaries and boundaries.
Please. Whatever comes up. Anything.
Whatever comes up. I feel like the last episode I shared about the imposter syndrome piece, so maybe I'll speak to the boundaries part.
Yes, please.
So many things are coming up right now. It's kind of hard to sift through them. But what keeps on coming up, the low-hanging fruit, what's coming up in my mind right now when it comes to boundaries and like the boundary work that I've done more in personal relationships in my life. I mean, have I had my moments with professional relationships? Of course. But what's coming up is more stuff for me personally, and how, like I mentioned in previous episodes about this whole love and light topic, is that like the whole fence, the whole like boundary line thing, like the whole perimeter that you put up, it's, of course, you know, not only important to maintain a connection with people in your life in a healthy way, but for me, like the medicine that's come up is boundaries has been a way for me to not betray myself anymore. Mm. Oof. That's good. It's juicy. Yeah. There's juice there. There's juice. Yeah. Boundaries has been a reclamation. It's been a way for me to reclaim myself and really figure out where I begin and where I end, and like who's worthy of coming in and outside of that perimeter, right? And it's so funny because like for so long I feel like I just was so disempowered. I wasn't like in my energetic sovereignty, and I just had the assumption that everyone has good intentions. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
They don't.
Who knew?
Well, thanks for learning that first and then sharing with me that they don't.
Who knew? So I feel like, and everyone has their own journey, and sometimes they're just not even aware that they don't have bad intentions, but just, yeah. So I feel like the boundaries that I have set forth in my life and my personal relationships has been a way for me to like not betray myself anymore. Because when I didn't have like healthy boundaries with people, it was a way that I betrayed myself every day. Mm-hmm. I was betraying and ignoring my needs, my worth, my wants. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been the deepest spiritual growth, learning how to not betray myself anymore. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I went so deep, oh my so goodness. Fast.
I love it.
No, it's but so give true. Me more. Says the give. I know it's
so
like
true.
I'm over betraying myself. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. And boundaries has been that mechanism, that pathway for me to not betray myself anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know, and I can't even like fault the other people anymore because they don't even have the awareness. Nope. Like, because they don't even know where they begin or where they end.
Exactly.
You know, but I do. So now it's like when you know better, you do better kind of thing. And that's why I think putting in the work and not being all love and light and diving deep into the shadow has been so helpful because I've become so much more self-aware, not only in my personal life, but even like with running the agency and having a team. Like Gary Vee always says, like, entrepreneurship is a self-awareness game. If you don't know thyself, you will not grow thyself, right? Mm. So it's just like, it compounds. Like when you stick to your boundaries, when you don't betray yourself anymore, your values and like all these things, gosh, it compounds and it pays off. It like so pays off. The fact that I've been able to like dive deep and do this work, my relationships are so much more enriched now and so deep and like so much healthier, and even communicating, you know, I feel like we've all grown so much. For like, and because yes, I've done my own journey of not betraying myself anymore, but so have these ladies. Like, please, they're showing up authentically every day as well. And I think it's a testament to like the relationships that we have like with each other and like in our lives now, because we're not betraying ourselves anymore. So we're literally creating the life that we want, because we're creating a life from a place of authenticity, and it's our world, and it's like it's our life, and it's our book and our chapter and our journey, and we get to write it, not other people. So
thank you. And thank you not just for like this, saying that in this episode, but you guys really do remind me every day, and like we do a really good job of just supporting each other. So you need those reminders.
So yeah, that was really beautiful, guys. Like, love both sides. I think that was so needed. I think you guys, I hope, got something, some really juicy stuff out of that as well. I think because in part two, I also went into the imposter syndrome and was super vulnerable and real and raw about that. So I think for me, I'm going to also talk about boundaries and just like being, again, really raw and vulnerable with you guys. These last few months have been super, super challenging for me. I had like something major happen in the beginning of March that like really shook me to my core. And I think that even before then, though, starting the new year, I really started to like dive deeper in a way where I was no longer allowing myself to distract the way I usually did by going out and like drinking with my friends or like doing other things that were just kind of taking me out of my self-awareness. And I became very present in my feelings, which is so terrifying in itself, because like you guys, like I've been telling you guys, right, like we need to hear our emotions, but sometimes they can be really loud and they can be pretty mean. And I think that having to, especially since March, be diving into these really deep levels of like pain and sadness and rejection and all the things that have been coming up from my inner child wounds, you know, you really start realizing the importance of boundaries and being able to say enough is enough. And I'm no longer allowing these things to happen anymore. And I'm no longer allowing myself to feel this way and to keep falling back into these patterns that I know are hurtful. And so for me, it's been a big deal of being able to really sit with myself. I became pretty much a hermit. I think this is like the first time ever in my life that I like have been very in these walls, and been doing a lot of like detachment from my phone. They know, like, I'm so supportive in there, but then I go MIA for a few hours and I am just crying and moving through and feeling, and there's just been so much. And the last almost 3 months have been so heavy for me. And I feel like it has been, though, my biggest ever shift and transformation in my life of me stepping into this new version of myself who is really walking the talk and is like showing up in front of you guys, right? And like overcoming these deep, deep, deep fears that I've had and releasing the people pleasing and being able to say, like, yes, I want to be loved and accepted, but the person that I need to be loved and accepted by the most is myself and really taking that on. And what I was saying in the previous episode, right, of like my mission and purpose being unconditional love, finally and truly like stepping into that and being able to honor these new like versions and parts of me that are finally like opening up and blossoming and wanting and being willing to be healed. And it's been a really beautiful and sad and emotional journey. But I'm also incredibly thankful. And, like, these girls, like, have been so beyond helpful. And, like, my other – we have, like, our core group have been just so helpful. And it's just been, again, tying back into community of just, like, the importance of finding your people who are going to be able to witness you, not only celebrate with you, but be in the depths with you when things and life gets real, because it really does.
Yeah. I just had so many flashbacks because the first time I met you, it was at a bar.
Yeah,
right?
And on my birthday.
And like I don't drink socially or to party or anything, but you know, it was her birthday, so Alex was having a good time. And I just remember like meeting her and like we kind of like looked at each other up and down. Like it was kind of like our cousins are – she's best friends with my cousins. I'm like, you know. And then I had just like – then – my flashback went to when we went to that backyard party over the summer last year and Alex started to reach out and was like, I just don't want to go to a bar. I don't want to drink. I don't want to like put myself out there. And I was like, come meet my community. We are nice. We're not going to judge you. There's no drugs. There's no like, alcohol. You know, alcohol. We're just having fun. We're dancing to music. We're connecting. We're pulling cards. We're crying. Right. And I will never forget. So I love Alex. She's always in like all black, right?
All black.
She
all
loves
the time.
Her leggings, great, like all that stuff. She showed up to this backyard party in like jeans and like a very like pretty shirt, like yes. Right. And I was
who
like,
am I?
Yeah, I'm like, she usually doesn't dress like that. And I remember like,
who am I?
5 minutes in, she was like, I think I want to change into sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And
I was like, I need my leggings.
Yeah, and I was like, we'll do it. And I remember like, I'm like, I think she's nervous to like, not be yourself, but like. In this community or when you find that community, you can be able to show up in a trash bag and people still want to like embrace and love you. And I was like I've known her for like a good amount now. I'm like, I can't believe she's in jeans and a floral top. Like, do you remember that?
Yes. And I don't even go out to bars in jeans.
No. So I was like, she does not have, and in my mind, I'm like, she does not have to impress anything or anyone in this community. Yeah. No one does. When you find your people, it's not about that. It should be, hopefully, a substance-free, for the most part, environment. I think another, when I started, like, doing these, like, full moon circles and hanging out with people, you know, family or other friends would be a little judgy with, like, oh, you know, what is everyone, like, on mushrooms and stuff? And, like, and I was like, it's not like that at all. No. Like, it's not like that at all. And, like, sometimes spirituality has this, this wrong understanding of, like, there's a lack of reality. And sometimes it can be. I do know some people, because everything is a spectrum, and I do know some people on the spiritual spectrum that maybe lack some type of reality. But it's not about that, and it shouldn't be about that. And you need to know that, like, it's really just about community, support, feeling vulnerable, feeling yourself, going to a party in stilettos and a mini dress and being like, this is not me. I'm getting my sweatpants in the car and feeling okay in that moment. Yeah. And then having other people witness the change. I've witnessed Melissa evolve. I've witnessed like the beautiful change in Alex. And I can say too that like they've brought out a different part of me. Mm. And being able to like block the judgment and block the haters and like, you know, I know what goes on when we're all together. Mm-hmm. And our group knows what goes on when we're all together. And I don't have to prove that to anyone who doesn't believe it.
No. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Oof. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Yeah. And I think, too, it's just like, again, setting boundaries to even lean into that authenticity and knowing what it feels like to just be you and showing that version to the world. And it might be really scary. So even taking little baby steps, even just asking questions, asking us questions, like trying to connect with people who are like-minded, I think will be also really beneficial.
Yeah, just keep being you.
Yeah. Yeah. So more to say. This is not over. We're ending the part.
We are done.
But we will, I think all of our episodes will wind up tuning back into boundaries, imposter syndrome, inner child healing, all the things. It'll continuously come up. But this was really good. And
it was healing, guys.
Yeah.
It was healing to just be able to talk about it.
Yeah. And what I will say to wrap this up is what I want you guys to do is to really think about, you know, where has imposter syndrome come up for you in your life, or where does boundary settings, where has it occurred, or where does it need to occur? Mm-hmm. And whether you're putting that down below, you're messaging us privately and letting us know, DM our Cosmic Confessions podcast, Instagram. Be open and like start becoming vulnerable in these ways by just asking these simple questions. And of course, make sure you like, subscribe, send it out. Any other questions? We're here to help guide you, and we're sending you love, and we appreciate your time and energy. So thank you. We'll see you in the next episode. Yes.